Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Malta Tourism Authority commemorates silver anniversary. The Malta Tourism Authority, MTA, celebrated its 25th anniversary on September 9th with a special commemorative event held at the historic Auberge d'Italia in Malta's capital, Valletta, the former home of the MTA. This milestone marks a quarter century of dedication to promoting Malta as a premier global tourist destination, driving economic growth, and enhancing the visitor experience on the Maltese islands. The event brought together a distinguished gathering of past and present MTA staff, former chairmen, CEOs, and ministers responsible for tourism, as well as MTA's board of directors. Former employees were recognized for their long-standing contributions to the authority's success and commitment over the years, which has played a pivotal role in shaping Malta's tourism sector. The occasion also provided an opportunity to reflect on the MTA's journey and the challenges and achievements along the way. The event was addressed by key figures in Malta's tourism industry, including MTA Chairman Gavin Galea, MTA CEO Carlo McAuliffe, and the Honorable Clayton Bartolo, Minister for Tourism and Public Cleanliness. In his speech, Dr. Galea highlighted the MTA's transformation over the past 25 years and its pivotal role in diversifying Malta's tourism offerings. He noted, "Our success is owed to the dedication and passion of all those who have worked within the authority, past and present, who share the vision of making Malta a leading global destination." CEO Carlo McAuliffe added, "Today is not just about celebrating the authority's achievements, but also about honoring the legacy of those who built the foundation for the success of the Maltese tourism industry. As we look forward to the future, the MTA remains committed to innovation, sustainability, and further strengthening Malta's reputation in international tourism markets to maintain tourism as a key contributor to the Maltese Islands economy." Honorable Clayton Bartolo, Malta Minister of Tourism and Public Cleanliness. Minister for Tourism and Public Cleanliness Clayton Bartolo emphasized the government's support for the tourism industry and its importance to Malta's economy, stating, "The MTA's impact on the tourism landscape has been profound, and we are determined to continue building on this success. The authority has been a cornerstone in creating a vibrant tourism sector that promotes our unique heritage, culture, and natural beauty to the world." The anniversary event also included a special tribute to former MTA staff and leadership, where their service and dedication were recognized with commemorative awards. The Malta Tourism Authority looks forward to continuing its mission of promoting the Maltese Islands as a world-class destination, enhancing visitor experiences, and fostering sustainable tourism development in the years to come. MTA CEOs past to present for 25 years. About Malta. The sunny islands of Malta, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, are home to a most remarkable concentration of intact built heritage, including the highest density of UNESCO World Heritage Sites in any nation-state anywhere. Valletta, built by the Proud Knights of St. John, is one of the UNESCO sites and the European Capital of Culture for 2018. Malta's patrimony in stone ranges from the oldest freestanding stone architecture in the world, to one of the British Empire's most formidable defensive systems, and includes a rich mix of domestic, religious, and military architecture from the ancient, medieval, and early modern periods. With superbly sunny weather, attractive beaches, a thriving nightlife, and 8,000 years of intriguing history, there is a great deal to see and do. For more information on Malta, visit www.visitmalta.com. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.